Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite AfterBuzz TV after show begins, I'm so excited to tell you that my new cookbook is out. It's called The Every Girl's Guide to Cooking. It's the quickest, fastest, easiest, most amazing recipes for kitchen newbies and chefs alike. Please check out MariaMenounos.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, hello. How are you today?
I'm good. Glad to be here.
Me too. I can't believe it's been, what, two whole days since this episode aired?
That long already.
I just finished watching it. In case you aren't sure, with this lovely big TV behind me, we are here doing The Good Wife, the after show. We are doing season 7. We are doing Shoot. It was the episode that aired just on March 20th. So here I am. Hello, Courtney Henderson. Sorry, guys. Your host. And here with me, of course, is the lovely.
Hi, I'm Zoe Hewitt. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Zoe Said What. That's Zoe Said What.
Yes. So I was like trying to decide how we should start this and how we should get into this. And because it's one of those where it's like, So many things happen, and I wanted to wait to talk about Jason, but I don't think I can wait to talk about Jason. I don't think I can wait, you guys. So I would say bear with me, but you probably can't wait either. Who the heck was that girl? I still feel like we don't know. Like, it was a very vague, like an old friend. What does that even mean? What justification is that? And I don't know. I guess I definitely know how I feel about Alicia's reaction, even more so, you know, when he kind of talked about it. I also have feelings about Luca and going to him. What are you thinking? Like, what when you saw them kiss and she saw them kiss?
My heart dropped. Right? I mean, it completely stopped beating. Like, what is going on? And I feel like my biggest problem right now is that there just aren't enough episodes left for an explanation. So I kind of feel like they've thrown a lot in and now there's no time to actually finish it up adequately. So I agree. I feel like there's something else, but I'm not sure we'll get a good resolution.
I mean, I just feel like CBS, we should get you on the phone and, like, you know, see what we can do about an 8th season. Those pilots can't be better than another season of this. That's just my opinion. No, but same. My heart just sunk and I was like, you can't do this. You can't do this to her. You cannot do this to us because there are not enough episodes left to find someone else or to justify this in our minds. And I get it, you know, being in a relationship, I feel like I was a lot more hypersensitive to any women that, you know, my ex was friends with or knew. And you just kind of always wonder, you know, what's the history or, you know, what's there? And not even in like a constant jealous or, you know, distrusting way, but, you know, but this is especially when you see them kiss, it's like, okay, like obviously there's something there. Yeah. You know, it may not be what we think it is, but there's something there that we need explained to us. And so with Alicia, you know, it kind of bothered me that she didn't just call him out, especially when he could tell she was being weird. Mm-hmm. You know, I get not knowing how to approach it. I get it's an uncomfortable conversation, especially when, like she says so maturely and adultly, that, you know, they're not committed. They're not exclusive. They, you know, they haven't said anything. Arguably, she's the married one, so she's the one bringing more baggage to this in the first place. But even still, it's kind of one of those, okay, well, you and him have discussed the fact that you're married, so, like, that's been dealt with. He's okay knowing that with the way things are right now. And so it's just one of those things where I'm like, okay, like, what are you doing? You can't just go kissing other women in front of us and then just not really explaining. I don't know. I wasn't really satisfied with his explanation. I wasn't really satisfied with Alicia going to him, or I guess not going to him, you know, and then when it came up, just going to him and kind of being like, you don't owe me anything. like trying to, because I just feel like it's so not who she is. Mm-hmm. That, and it's more that it's like, you're so strong. You've been through so much. Like Luca points out, you know, well, you're not crying. You know, you're not. And it's like, okay, yeah, she has grown up. She, whether it's because she's a cynic or, you know, whatever the reasoning is, like she's an adult and she gets it. But I don't think that needs to negate the fact that it was upsetting that it's a conversation that she should have with him in order for their relationship to be okay. And when he asked and she didn't just open up and be honest with him, it was kind of like, come on, like you're better than that. I don't know. And I actually really like that Luca went to him. I feel like right or wrong, that's what I would probably do. Like not that I'm like a meddler. I try to not be a meddler, but she clearly could read on Alicia that Alicia was not going to say anything, even though they talked about how she could say something and should say something. And Luca had to kind of trust in Jason that it wasn't going to come out that Luca went to him. And then, you know, it came out anyways. And I thought that was okay too.
I feel like all of the characters this season have changed so dramatically from who they seemed to be in mm-hmm. the other seasons. So I know I mentioned when we spoke about the last episode about Eli's character, and that's how I felt the whole way through with Alicia. Like you said, she didn't speak up, and in the past we've seen that she doesn't shy away from questioning things. So she would have spoken up and said something to him. And I didn't love Luca's comment saying you're not crying, because this isn't the same thing. As much as maybe they want to try and make it seem the same, it's not the same as what happened with Peter. Peter was her husband of 20 years, 20-ish, plus or minus. Mm-hmm. They had children together. He was cheating with prostitutes. It's very, very different than a guy that you've just started a relationship with. It's not the same.
Kissing a friend.
More than a friend. Right. I think it's more than kissing a friend, right. But it's not the same as your longtime right. husband.
Well, and again, it's also like it was out in the open. There was nothing secretive, clearly, about it, you know, whereas, I mean, having sex with a prostitute, that's not exactly something you, like, take out into the restaurant.
Right, Peter was secretive. Well, because right. he was in the public eye and he was right. married. So, right, Jason's not in that same boat.
More to your point, like, it's a very different situation. Yeah. He wasn't behind private closed doors. He was meeting an old friend, an old more than friend, an old flame, we still don't know.
Whoever she is.
But in a public place, you know, and he's an investigator. He had to know that he could be seen. I mean, obviously, he didn't think he would be, but...
But maybe he didn't care. Because, well, exactly. Truly, they don't have an exclusive relationship. Right. But I just feel like these characters, and then even at the end with this big, you know, conversation of, I don't care, basically, let's just get it on. And I just feel like these characters have changed... Excuse me. Bless you. So much that... She's basically, Alicia, I think, has turned into Peter, is what the show has come full circle.
And I've
read that the creators had talked about how even the episode titles have come full circle. Each season mm-hmm. they added another word until they started decreasing. So now we're back down to one word episode titles, like in the first season. This week's episode was shoot, so just one word. So I feel like they're showing us that she has turned into Peter, and I don't love it.
I don't love that either. I mean... I hadn't thought of that, and I really don't like it. I don't want that to be the case. But, you know, it is one of those things. I mean, to that point, you know, let's talk about the grand jury. And she, you know, gets called in, and she's able to do the invoke spousal privilege and not say anything. But she, you know, of course, gives that up. And I loved watching the other lawyer kind of squirm. Mm-hmm. And he obviously had no expectation that she was going to do that. But again, I don't want to say she's crooked, because she's not crooked. But maybe a little bit. I guess that's not the right word.
Like, she's crooked isn't the right word.
Because it's one of those, I mean, you go and you tell Eli what you're mm-hmm. hearing. And then, you know, you're saying what's convenient.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just one of those things. But then on the flip side, you know, with Grace, to make a point and, you know, to make the principle of the law is the law and, you know, the truth is the truth kind of a thing, you know, they go and they independently submit the paper and they find the wording. And it's like, come on, you guys, this isn't something that you can kind of argue as plagiarism. I mean, unless you're just really not familiar with the Sermon on the Mount or the Bible, or, you know, historically, you know, the most popular book out there. So it's one of those things where it's like, she can use it for such good on one hand, but then it's kind of like, come on, you know, you're kind of bending the rules to work in your favor. Which she didn't, I mean, she has done that before. That's not new to this episode or new to this season. But it's on another level, I feel like. And like you said, it's kind of, yeah, it's getting to that really blurry gray.
She wasn't like this before. She wasn't like this in the same way before.
Right.
And now there's a lot more of, looking the other way. Eli, wink, wink, go, I can't tell you this, but.
Right.
So, yeah, we see that so much. And I don't love who she's becoming. And I feel like we really saw that with talking to Carrie when he asked her,
oh, yes.
Has Diane approached you? And she just looked at him flat out and said no. And what justification will she come up with? Who knows? Clearly there's something that she would argue, but it didn't feel good.
Yeah, and it was Carrie. I mean, and I felt like this episode, they grounded him again, with the case, the Gloria's guns versus Mr. Dargis. And it just kind of, I guess, seeing him in the courtroom again and not seeing him be flirty, not seeing him be conniving. Like, you just see him being Carrie, just being a lawyer, kind of back to the basics. And maybe that's kind of the point, too. They're kind of bringing everybody a little bit full circle, because they also make the nod to Luca getting the associate office a little quickly. And, when they were first starting out together and how that was. And so I really liked Carrie. We didn't see him a lot. I wish we would have seen him more, but I really did like him in this episode. And there was something about, this is a little off topic, but there was something about watching Luca talk with Alicia and me kind of thinking, wow, she really doesn't have anyone, because she's talking to Luca about Jason and yes, they had their little own firm, but if you really think back, they really haven't known each other that long.
No.
They really haven't spent that much time together outside of work. With Kalinda, when she was really close with Kalinda, there was a lot more history there before they were kind of having those kinds of conversations. There was a lot more meeting at the bar, going out together. There was history because obviously she worked for Peter and had its own issues and whatnot that came between them. But there was sort of this Kalinda-esque moment in that conversation. And it was just kind of I like that they gave her someone because I really like Luca's character, but it still felt a little quick. And that's, I guess, where maybe I liked Luca's move into going and talking to Jason, because I feel like Kalinda would have never done that, or she would have done it in a way that wasn't obvious, because Kalinda flat out says, Alicia saw you. I feel like Kalinda would have got the information.
You mean Luca flat out said.
Yeah, Alicia sorry. Yeah. Luca flat out asked Jason, Alicia saw you, or said Alicia saw you. Whereas I feel like Kalinda would have gone to him and gotten the information without giving it away.
Maybe. I feel like Kalinda would have just possibly said Alicia saw him, but in a smoother way.
Okay, maybe.
I think it still would have come out. I just think Luca wasn't as smooth about it.
Yeah. And I think part of that goes to show just the newness of their relationship. I do want to talk about the case, because I find it really interesting, especially in the world today and all the shootings that we have going on. The show has continued to kind of stay on par with current events and kind of touching on what's going on in the world, or especially in the country. And so having this case be the Gloria's guns versus Mr. Dargis. So if for some reason you didn't follow, Mr. Dargis's daughter was killed in a crime, and the gun that was used was traced back to having been sold from Gloria's guns. Now, the person who actually shot and killed his daughter is behind bars, was prosecuted, was found guilty. So that part of it is all taken care of. But he's done letting places like Gloria's guns sell guns to people who essentially they know are going to go sell them to people who can't buy a gun legally.
And I think that's what's key here, that what it is that they're selling to what they call straw men, and that they are selling to people who they know are going to be selling the guns elsewhere.
The whole case was kind of mind-blowing, because the fact that somebody would willingly sell to somebody, essentially a criminal, because they're buying a gun legally to sell it illegally, essentially, you know, and knowing it's like, you're not really any better. So you can't sit here like Mr. Jarges or any of these business owners that they bring in by the end and act like you're the same, because you're not. They're running legal businesses with customers who are, as far as they know, you know, abiding by the law. I mean, obviously in a motel or a hotel, you're going to have people that aren't. But I don't think that it's as easy to know that. I mean, I don't know of a word like the straw men in the hotel realm. And I work in hotels. So maybe there's one out there, but I don't know about it. So it was just kind of an interesting thing. And that when, you know, the final minutes of the episode are coming, and I guess I'll let you, what did you think about the judgment, I guess, on this case?
I liked the judgment. I thought it was great. And when he started to say that that there would be a payment per day, I actually thought it was going to be a dollar. So I was predicting that. And then the 10 cents, I thought, oh, this is so much better. Like, why did I think it had to be a dollar? So I thought that was great. And I also love Blair Underwood, who was in this episode. Yes. And I haven't seen him that I can remember in a great role since, I mean, I loved The New Adventures of Old Christine, and he was on there. So in a comedic role, but I was glad to see him again.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you kind of put a nod off to him, because same. And I mean, and even in the recaps and different things that I've seen online, they made a point to recognize that he was in this episode. I mean, and it's one of those, like, how great, you know, just like throw him in the end, you know, just like get him in there before the show comes to an end. I guess I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about Grace and that a little bit more with the plagiarism and kind of how that plays out, because, you know, we see Alicia, or I guess maybe it's Alicia more, and then that's just kind of a factor, but Alicia has changed or is changing, and we're seeing more and more of that, because we were just talking last episode about how we don't have anything about her. Sorry, I just lost my train of thought.
About Grace, that we haven't seen Grace recently.
Yes,
we don't
thank
know where
you.
She
or
is.
Zach. And, you know, yeah. Like, we want to see more of them. So I love that they brought her back. I'm so glad that you know what I was thinking. yeah, so that they brought her back. And then we find out, you know, that she kind of wants to take after her mama. And kind of what are your thoughts on that, especially kind of knowing Grace's religious background and interest and what Alicia has kind of become, and that's kind of what Grace is aspiring to.
You know, that's interesting. That's an interesting point, bringing in Grace's religious, like, newfound religion and what Alicia's becoming. I hadn't thought of it that way. I did think that when Grace said, oh, it's decided, I want to be a lawyer now, I felt like that was a little bit abrupt. That we've definitely seen Grace this season. One of the things I've liked when we've seen her is that she's been more involved. She was on the campaign trail. But then I loved the episode when she went to the board, when Alicia was practicing out of their condo, and she mm-hmm. went to the board and argued about all the other yeah. people who are running businesses from their places. So I loved that, and I think we've seen that. So I can buy it that it's been developed enough that, okay, Grace does want to be an attorney. But it still felt a little bit awkward to me, I guess. Maybe that's more the right word. Not abrupt, because they've built to it, but it felt awkward.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. It was one of those where there was a part of me that was so proud of that moment, because I feel like it's always fun to see somebody be motivated or inspired or kind of find what they feel like is their thing, or, you know, what they've been kind of called or they're passionate about because of the work of someone else or kind of the influence of someone else. And I love feeling like people can still influence and impact people in a meaningful way. And I think part of that is because, like, I would like to think, you know, someday out there that I'll be able to help somebody better find themselves, or, you know, find their passion or love, and kind of feel like, oh my gosh, you know, because I watched this or because you did this, like, I was able to see, you know, that this is really where I want to be. This is what I really want to do, you know, whatever that ends up being, you know. And so getting to see that, and granted, yeah, it's a TV show. It just kind of instills that little hope, like, okay, we really are still able to kind of help one another and kind of influence each other. At the same time, it shows the other side of things where we have to be careful because we can. You know, and what is the example that Alicia's really setting? And is that really something that we want Grace to kind of fall down that path? Because Alicia hasn't had the easiest life, and some of that has been thrown on her, and some of that has been stuff that she's kind of thrown on herself.
Absolutely. I mean, like she didn't have to stay married all this time.
Right, right. But she has, you know what, out of convenience or what have you.
Well, there was that brief period when it looked like they might be getting back together, and then it fell apart again.
Yeah. I mean, and we haven't really seen him.
We haven't seen Peter really at all this season.
And so,
I wish he'd come back.
He has to, right?
In the preview for the next episode, he showed up. So I think we will see him at least next week, but hopefully more than just next week. Yeah. He's been MIA this season.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all. I mean, I don't know. I don't really want to go into predictions, but I guess maybe it kind of is a prediction as far as like, well, maybe it's not a prediction. It's not a prediction. So because I'm saying it's not. So with Peter, I feel like they're going to bring him back with this grand jury thing, you know, like, I don't know. I feel like they're going to kind of make a big to do of it. Because I mean, they can't have a case against him or potentially against him without him somehow showing up.
Well, again, like we talked about last week, for grand jury, all they're doing is deciding if there's enough evidence for a case. This isn't a case.
Right.
So it is possible that they could go through an entire grand jury selection, find out there is enough evidence, and we would never actually see the case. So in that regard, we wouldn't have to see Peter.
Right. But I feel like he has to be there for the decision of whether or not this is going to go to trial, whether or not is a case.
Well, legally, no, because he's not involved until they actually...
No, I don't mean in the court, but I mean in the episode.
Uh-huh.
Like they have to show his reaction. You know, like the show has to give us his reaction to finding out it is going to court or it's not, even though we wouldn't actually see him necessarily go in front of the grand jury.
Or in front of a jury. Yes.
Right.
You
see what I'm saying? Like, not on the legal standpoint, on the television standpoint.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I mean, absolutely. I think we'll see him. We'll see him again.
I was like, you can't tell me that they're just going to never show us Peter again.
I think that he's coming next week. I mean, he was in the previews that he'll be in next week, so.
I didn't get to see the previews. They gave us previews?
They did.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. How did I miss that? Well, I'm going to have to go back and watch that. So tell me what the preview was.
Well, that we'll see him next week. I don't want to give everything away. And I mean, they only give you so much anyway.
Well, of course.
So yeah.
Well, okay. Well, then we have to go into predictions, I guess. Unless there's something else you want to cover or touch on.
And no, I'm happy to go into predictions. Okay. And I think we've thrown them in. I don't know that I have anything to add. I think we will see Peter again for sure. I hope that we'll get more information from Jason about who that woman was, but I'm not sure that we will because we're still hanging on his big mysterious past, too.
Ooh,
they never gave us that. There was a lot of teasing, and we never really found out.
I feel like this is kind of going to be the intro into that. I feel like she's going to be kind of the gateway into figuring out some of his past. You know, because now there's going to be questions. I mean, there's already questions. We already have questions, you know?
We have questions, but Alicia doesn't have questions right now. And
see,
if Alicia
I feel
doesn't
like
have
she
questions.
She does have questions. She's just like trying to play it cool. You know what it's like to. Well, I don't know.
I think by the end she didn't. I think she was struggling with it, definitely. But I think by the end she was resolved. So I'm not sure that we'll see her asking more questions. But I still hold firm to my prediction that I think we will see them leaving for their all women's law firm.
Oh, and I
think there will be some shakeup. There will be something going on.
I hate to agree with you, but I really feel like that. I do. Like, now that I see that, I'm like, I think it's really actually going to come down to that. Because Alicia lied to Carrie, you know, because I feel like she wasn't, unless I miss something, I feel like she wasn't giving Diane, like, the sure thing, you know, like, she wasn't committing 100% to an all-woman's firm. It was kind of like, okay, like, I'm going to see what you'll do about Luca. I'm going to see, you know, kind of how much you want me, how serious you're taking that you want me to come with you.
But then Diane was serious. She gave Luca an office immediately and brought her into the courtroom.
So, and Alicia saw that, and I think that's part of why she lied to Carrie, because it's like, okay, I need to see a little bit more. And unfortunately, I mean, I don't want to see the all-woman firm. I mean, I'm all for human rights. I'm all for women's rights. But I don't think that an all-women's firm is necessarily the best or only way you can kind of advocate for for women.
And I guess we should clarify, we are calling it, we've referred to it, both of us, several times now, as all women's firm, but it's actually just an all women female partner firm. Correct. So there would be men in the firm, just not as named partners, right, or as partners.
And I mean, because I feel like the same would be the other way. If it's an all male partner firm, I mean, how confident do you as the opposite gender feel about your longevity or ability to move up? If they're priding themselves on being an all women's partnered firm, then as a man working at that firm, you're an associate and you work your butt off for them for several hours and several years. And then what? You have to go somewhere else and start over to become a partner?
Well, I do think that they said it would be all female name partners, which would mean then that men could still
be a partner, partners. Just not a name partner.
They just
want
to be name partners. But I could be wrong. It hasn't been
completely clear. Who wants to be a partner and not be a name partner? These are lawyers. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you can only have so many name partners. Usually it's just a couple, so.
Yeah, I guess. I would want to be a name partner. And I think if I were a man, I would still want to be a name partner. I mean, and granted, obviously that just means like that's not the good fit as far as like a law firm goes, but it'll be interesting. Point of all of this being, I do agree with you based on your prediction last week. We will see that. But we have something kind of exciting going on here at the studio. I don't know if you are curious about, a celebrity's midlife crisis, but our founder, Maria Menounos, has a boyfriend, actually technically now a fiancé.
Right, they just got engaged.
Yes, yeah. Congratulations to Maria and to Kevin. But he's, I guess, going through a little bit of a midlife crisis, and he kind of enjoys talking about stories and the behind the scenes of Hollywood. He loves talking about TV and old movie references. And so because of all of this, he has a new show here at AfterBuzz called The Tomorrow Show. So if you will join Kevin and AfterBuzz on the show, it's with co-hosts. Let's see, who do we have? We have Roxy Stryer, Ashley Daniels, and others. It is full of insanity. I don't know if you guys have seen any of the promos for this. They are wearing awesome Star Trek. They're in like the coolest colors. So it's called The Tomorrow Show. It's live Mondays and Thursday nights, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific. You can also go to thetomorrowshow.com or subscribe, download for free on iTunes. If you have any questions or need more information, you can also go to thetomorrowshow.com. Have you checked it out yet?
Yeah, it's great. And actually, my co-host on the Shark Tank panel, James Lott Jr., is actually in the opening credits of the show. So when we did Shark Tank last night, we were talking about that. So he's semi-famous now.
Woohoo! So yeah, so check that out and join us for our next episode. I believe we will be in studio same time, same place next week. Thank you so much. I'm your host, Courtney Henderson, and as always, with the lovely...
I'm Zoe Hewitt. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Zoe Said What. That's Zoe Said What, and on YouTube at Zoe Hewitt Hosting.
I was trying to say lovely, and I started to say lowy for Zoe. I just, my tongue stopped working. Oh...
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.